University of Nevada, Reno, PUSA member. Assistant Dean compared us to white supremacy. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 9, 2019. University of Nevada, Reno student Kendall Rice told Breitbart News that her Turning Point USA, TPUSA, group received pushback from school's assistant dean, who sent out an email likening the organization, which recently hosted its annual Black Leadership Summit in Washington, D.C., to white supremacy. Rice spoke to SiriusXM's Breitbart News daily host Alex Marlowe on Wednesday for the show's weekly TPUSA campus report. The assistant dean sent out an email, said Rice, which stated TPUSA was a hate group, that we were linked with supremacy groups, that we were definitely not allowed on campus, that we should not be tolerated, and that all students and students and faculty should push back against us. The email was received by all professors, all faculty, continued Rice, who added that at the end of the email, the assistant dean encouraged administrators to pass the propaganda along to their students as well. Listen below. A section of the assistant dean's purported email reads as follows. Please warn your students that these hate groups are active. I also suggest that, when appropriate, you create meaningful dialogue around the subject in your classrooms. These can be difficult conversations, but we must be willing to engage in them. Moreover, we need to create discourses in our classrooms that can counter some of the false and misleading information students are receiving from some of these groups. On October 7, the local chapter of Turning Point USA will host the visit of Charlie Kirk, continued the email, claiming that Kirk's group is linked to white supremacy. Several colleagues in CLA, College of Liberal Arts, and other colleges are collaborating with student organizations that are planning an alternative event or teach-in on the same day. Rice mentioned, however, that members of the campus community who were critical of TPUSA had never made an effort to speak with the conservative students to find out what they really believe in. No one ever talked to us, so they would never know who we are actually, said Rice. We all have strong moral characters. This is why it's so upsetting. We all come from a good place in our hearts. We're all very loving people. We genuinely love every single person. And by promoting hate against us on campus, through this email, there was constantly always something around the corner. I would go to class, and there would be posters with our logo dash they put, UNR protects racists, conservative groups are a place for white supremacists, stuff like this. 1 week before the Kirk scheduled appearance at UNR, a leftist student approached at TPUSA recruiting table, where group members were promoting the upcoming event. This individual came up to us, and he started acting aggressive, arguing with us, explained Rice. At one point, his body language was just very uneasy. We had valuables on the table, my laptop and a portable speaker. We started taking those off the table, in fear that he might do something. And the minute we took off our last valuable thing, the individual just came at us and flipped the table, said Rice. Our table was destroyed, coffee went everywhere. I know coffee went all over our pants, and the individual just ended up running away. The incident was caught on video, and later posted to Kirk's Twitter account. According to the University of Nevada, Reno Police Department, the man was arrested for destruction of property and disturbing the peace. He was taken to the Washoe County Jail. I applaud our campus police for acting so quickly and diligently to hold this person accountable, said Rice, but that was only our campus police. The university didn't do anything. Marlowe mentioned that the left has changed the definition of white supremacist. The definition of white supremacy used to be you actually had to think white people are superior to other races, said Marlowe. Now, the definition is simply, you are a right-of-center person and you don't hate the president, even if you're a black person. Remember, Candace Owens is a black white supremacist, according to the left. Rice added that despite all of the slander being directed toward her group, it did help with TPUSA recruitment, as students have witnessed firsthand the propaganda being promoted by the left, which in turn has motivated conservative students to see to it that their voices are not silenced. Because colleges are controlled by leftist faculty and students, I initially thought there was going to be less conservative students, but as I started getting out there and recruiting, there was a lot more than I thought, noted Rice. Many of them did not have a voice on our campus and were afraid to speak up. She added, But by doing this event, it allowed me to recruit them on my team and help other conservatives that did not have a voice before. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @Amastrangelo and on Instagram.